A podfic of Dreams of Memories, written by Liger Cat, read by Podfic Fairy 28. Summary: 2 weeks after the AT2D, Ferb's being haunted by disturbing dreams that he believes has to do with the day they can't remember. Falling, heat, ropes digging into his skin, fire, so close, flaming up, faces familiar yet wrong, leaving him, abandoning them. A thud. Ow. It wasn't so much a cry of pain as a statement of acknowledgement that Ferb had fallen out of his bed. He yanked at the sheets tangled around his legs, managing to escape them once he woke up enough to realize it was his bedsheets and not something threatening. Sitting up, he peeked over his bed to the other one in the room. Ferb let out a silent sigh of relief when he saw Phineas hadn't been woken up by his tumble. Even so, Ferb didn't move from his position. Yes, he could get back in bed and pretend the whole thing hadn't happened, like he had for the past 2 weeks. But it had been 2 weeks since that day, the day no one remembered, and Ferb was tired of pretending the events weren't related. Ferb stood up, quickly remaking his bed before fetching a notebook hidden up underneath the frame. Casting one more look at the other bed, Ferb slipped from their bedroom. It was easy to sneak through the house and into the backyard when you made a point of fixing any squeaky board found. The moon provided enough light to see by as he stood at the base of the tree and opened the book. The pages filled with drawings depicting people dressed in black, their faces blurred or empty spaces, large hairy monsters, red-eyed robots, fire, the people behind it cut off, and Perry. Perry standing on his hind legs, eyes narrowed and focused in a way that didn't seem possible but felt right. That's why he came here, a memory pushed aside and annoyance finally resurfacing. He should have made the connection sooner, but he hated thinking about that day. He'd been so fed up with Phineas for not listening to him. But even as he made the connection, Ferb knew there had to be a reason, a good reason, why they hadn't been allowed to know. Perhaps it was as simple as him being a spy. Ferb stared at where he remembered the switch to be, the one that would cause the bark of the tree to slide away and reveal a secret entrance, the one owned by someone known as Agent P. He almost pressed it. But what would that solve? He might get his answers, but surely they'd be taken away. Again. A spy. That type of job was supposed to be secret, right? So he should respect that. He had his own secrets. It was only right to let Perry have his. The end.